at the end of the day, I'm a biographer. I'm interested in the human story. And to me, it was always remarkable, something nobody had ever noticed before. And that is that at that very moment, in that very week where he faces this basically a sentence of death, really,
right,
because of his heart condition, in that very week, the love of his life, Lucy Rutherford, is widowed. And she becomes, I don't know about marriage, but she certainly becomes available. She's a widow. She's free to come and see him at the White House. She's free to come and see him at Shangri-La in the Camp David. She's free to come and see him at Hyde Park. She's free to come and stay with him at Warm Springs, the little
right.
White House. I think, and this is simply my view as a biographer after 10 years, that she kept him alive.
His metaphorical heart was in good shape.
Yes. I think it's a very touching late life love story. She keeps him alive because all the people around him, I've been through all their diaries, I've quoted them, you know, they were getting more and more worried that he was so ill that he just didn't want to run for a fourth term.
Right.
And the people around him felt it was absolutely vital in terms of the international agreements that would have to be made at the end of the war. It was absolutely vital that he was the only man with the kind of stature to be able to ensure that America emerged from the war with a plan for the peace, some kind of world order that America would be in a position, because of its military superiority to police, and under which it would be able to guide the rest of the world, which until quite recently it was willing to do.
Mm-hmm. But Lucy really comes to life in this. She really does. That romance is very touching.
Of course, it's all very naughty. He'd had this affair with her during World War I when he was Assistant Secretary of the Navy. And, some of his sons excused it on the grounds
right.
that their parents weren't having sex anymore. I mean, they'd had six children and whatever. But I don't think it's necessarily excusable in moral terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that he and Eleanor made the decision that they would remain married. Eleanor initially wanted to get divorced, but they would remain married, but that it would be more or less an arranged marriage. And to his credit, FDR did really wonderful things for Eleanor in those years.
Yes.
The so-called barren years. I mean, he helped her enormously. He encouraged her with her friends.
And her causes, which
and
were
all those
many.
Causes, yeah. And she helped him. She was his helpmeet and supported him and respected him. It's just that as he falls so desperately ill and in an illness that has to be covered up,
yeah.
Otherwise, not only is it impossible for him to continue as president, but the stature of the United States as the leader of the democracies is at risk. It's just an extraordinary bit of historical luck, really, that she was there, and she was such an understanding, beautiful woman. I think, totally unambitious for herself. Her husband had been one of the wealthiest men in America, and she had no need of advancement, so to speak. She did it for Franklin.
She did it for love.